about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Well, actually, around here, that's a damn good question, Seekers, because Bob's Slacktime Funhouse sure does take that reality and twist it all up worse than a DNA helix. Oh, but tonight, oh, Seekers, an inestimable pleasure awaits you as we indeed go forward into the past to commune with a fire sign theater. Oh, yes, I was but a mere sprat when first I heard it, Subgenius Insanity. And I heard it the way it was meant to be heard, Seekers, trickling out of radio speakers and right into my fresh young teeny bopper mind. Oh, there were hooks in it, all right. And they latched right into the soft brie of my yet unformed brain and... Oh, did it ever leave a mighty impression? One might say that the Fire Sign Theater made Reverend Susie the Floozy whatever it is she is today. Oh, but back then I had no inkling, none at all. Back then I was sure my teenage years would freaking kill me. My one consolation was a portable AM/FM radio. And the fact that Wichita, Kansas actually had, at the time, a very kick-ass progressive station that totally opened up my perspectives. Oh, I was as much a loner as I am now, but I had the solace of radio even then, Seekers. Hearing the transmission of freak vibes long into the summer nights, shoplifting 9-volt batteries and sneaking my half-sister's Escatrol to feed my listening habit. Oh, but oh, Seekers, the riches I receive from that little antenna box. You have no idea. Maybe you do, but chances are you don't. Trust me on this one. Back in 1993, when WREK wanted me to go weekly, one rule I laid down was that I wanted to take my part of it somewhere off the map. The playing whole albums was counter to the way I wanted to approach Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
I mean, really?
I remember saying.
Playing Firesign Theater sides is really kind of try.
Yeah, I was a little highfalutin and snarky about all that back then, but oh, little did I know. But in my defense, the Fireside Theater being played on the radio to me was in memory yet green back then. And I was aiming at doing my own thing. I saw no virtue in opening the box and shaking out the bones of my spiritual mentors. But as the Romans put it, tempus fugit. Time flies like a teabag terrorist through the attention barrier, and before you know it, Seekers, the old familiar becomes terra incognita. Oh, but how could that be? Not with a Fire Sign Theater. Their deathless lines were imprinted on me. Hell, in me, line for line, the tone and beat and pacing, the musical cues. Everything was still there playing out in my mind. Oh, but to my surprise and shock, the Fire Sign Theater has virtually slipped off the radar of our current cultural zeitgeist almost altogether, leaving a smiling stain in the lingering idea that somehow these four guys were hella funny. But damned if anyone remembers exactly why. As Popus Pantiara Avakovich, my spiritual heir in the church here, put it,
I'm still fuzzy on what and who Fire Sign Theater actually is. It's a young whippersnappers like me who need this edumacational stuff. All I know is they have a nice little ID clip for Hour of Slack, and some geniuses apparently like them.
And then we all had a pillow fight, and I kind of lost track of the discussion at the time, but that pointed out to me the aching need for this exercise that we're indulging in tonight, Seekers. Because I have been remiss in your edumacation, and for that I will scourge myself. But I'll be doing that later. Right now, let's focus on some salient facts. Phil Austin, Philip Proctor, Peter Bergman, and David Osman are the four fire signs involved here. It all began in 1966 when Peter began doing his Radio Free Oz program at KPFK in L.A., the sister station of KPFA in San Francisco, which a puzzling evidence show calls home. Radio Free Oz proved to have a magnetic pull. Phil and David accreted around this whirling nexus, and soon Philip Proctor was drawn in. And then ethereal lightning blazed, and the Fire Sign Theater was born. It seemed to start out like an avalanche. First, they work on the radio show a bit, honing bits and getting their rhythms down, and then in 1968, they release Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Just Like Him. 1969 saw How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? 1970, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. 1971, I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus. 1972, Not Insane. 1974, The Tale of the Giant Rat of Sumatra, and Everything You Know Is Wrong. 1975, In the Next World You're On Your Own with the William Stout cover. Oh, Seekers, there were more, but it was like boom, boom, boom. Oh, man, they were already three or four up on me when I first discovered them. But then every year, a new brainscape unreeled for us, like mystic magical clockwork. Oh, man, the Fire Sign Theater gave me the will to laugh, and therefore, as you know, Seekers, that is the will to live. It is a gift. And oh, they were there. They were everywhere. Oh, they co-wrote the hippie freak psychedelic western Zachariah. I remember going to a theater in Wichita to see their movie Martian Space Party, and it was crammed full of head cases. Oh, yeah. And as longtime Wichita-based subgenius Paul Jameson pointed out, Don't Crush That Dwarf was even nominated for a Hugo Award in 1971 for Best Dramatic Presentation. Sure, it didn't win, but that's some measure of how far they reached. Oh, but that was a world ago, Seekers. Poor Paul Jameson moved to Wichita after that great freak radio station got bought out by Suits and changed to an all-beautiful music format, so he got cheated out of the full Radio Fire Sign Theater experience. Poor Pantiara never had a chance to have it. Dr. Topper can't even remember it. Hope I can't forget it. And maybe after tonight, Seekers, neither will you. Let's begin sort of in the middle. Coincidentally, the first one I heard back then, the perfect entry-level dose of what the Fire Sign Theater is all about. Oh, yes. Rolling Stone reviewed Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. They describe it as, Dwarf scrambles a fascist future, high school madness, old movies, the Korean War, ethnic humor, and uncontrolled paranoia to emerge as the ultimate answer record to Catcher in the Rye. It is also the greatest comedy record ever made. Oh, they didn't describe it by half. Here you go, Seekers. Don't crush that dwarf. Hand me the pliers. And I'm not gonna have to tell you to enjoy.
Just this little chromium switch here. Yeah. Now you people are so
Assumption of the blinding light.
Oh, blinding light. Oh, light that blinds. I cannot see. Look out for me.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning with Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
Hello, dear friends. It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass. No air. Over.
White lightning, this is ground beef control. Do you read me? Over.
I read only good books. Over.
Ho, ho, ho! You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
He's turning over!
Get thee behind me!
Are you in danger, Pastor?
I'm all right, Roger. Just a little argument with my co-pilot. And guess what, Rog? The little red needle's pointing to E. And while that's always stood for excellent in my book, I guess it means I'm out of gas. You'll have to sink me and my friends, my favorite, M1517!
We're marching, marching to Shibboleth with the eagle and the sword. We're praising Zion till her death, until we meet our last reward, our Lord's reward.
Zion, oh happy Zion, our wrath but not detained.
Lion, oh ferocious lion, his beard our mighty mane.
At first and day,
oh, we'll go marching, marching to Omaha with the buckram and the horn.
You'll hear us boom a state.
Ha ha! As we cross the final ford,
the flaming ford,
Zion, oh mighty Zion, your bison now are dust. As your cornflakes rise against the rust-red skies, then our blood requires us must go.
Marching, marching to Shibboleth with the eagle.
To dinner, 'cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry. So, let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about hate. No, I'm talking about eight. Dinner at eight. Let's eat!
More sugar!
Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Ethelman Rosenberg are passing among you now with the plates. I want you to...
Must be 4 o'clock in the morning. I sure am hungry. Some cookies left. Recipe maraschino cherries. Half a jar of mayonnaise. What's my mescal? Laughing cow cheese. Oh, Jesus. Why is my mouth dry?
I'm so hungry.
There's nothing to eat here.
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves we deliver everywhere.
Offer not good after curfew in sectors R or M.
They never come up into the hills, these guys.
This is the Hour of the Wolf news. Big light in skies later to appear in east. sonic booms scare minority groups in Sector B. And there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Good morning. Those are the headlines. Now the rumors behind them.
Who needs
the headlines? Here in a satellite report, bounce from is reporter Felix Paparazzi.
Let's see. Deal. Ocelots. Poppers. Pineapples. Palumbras. Pizzas. Armenian Gardens. Thanks, Juggernaut. Leviathan. Mix. Well. This is George Tirebiter, Camden N 200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Man, nobody will come up here at all. Bet it will.
In other news, final steps was taken in or near Washington to secure the merger of the U.S. government with TMZ General Corp.
Enough.
This former zinc bushing.
Come on up here if you want to eat. Come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, friend? Pull the curtain, friend. Look at this. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds, crunchy bound French fried chicken fingers.
Really looks good. Oh, no, no, man. I want more.
Then
more.
Take some, friends. Then dip deep, darlings. Take some hot buttered throat clusters.
Okay, man. You've been talking a lot. Hand them over here.
Here you are.
What? Oh, my God. They're still warm.
Say, thank you,
they're
friend.
Covered with. Thank you. This is amazing.
Say, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
With your mouth full, I'll talk. You eat.
Okay, I'm eating. I'm eating.
Wild.
Thank you.
Thanking me.
Thank you.
As you are thanking me.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't that change your heart, friends?
Don't certainly
you
does.
Feel your heart burning?
Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel a change? Are you full? Don't you feel the changes, dear?
Oh, right on, Dario.
Are you changing,
I am changing
with the time, so let's meet him.
Well, Jerry, our next famous fall guy is still putting his art in cans from Canada to Kashmir. Winner of the Academy's coveted Good Sport Award in 1956 for excellence in Hollywood, meet George Leroy Tirebiter.
Hubba, hubba, George. What a suit. Well, it's nice to see you looking like you're back on your feet again, George, and ready to play our little game again.
Thank you very much.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any little throat clusters I can chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George. George, you won't want to eat in a minute after you turn your back and get ready for this stab from the past.
Oh, my.
All right, George. Now, you remember all those lovable, stupid, Porgy and Mudhead movies you were responsible for?
My goodness, I haven't seen any of those in
years. Georgie, what are you going to do when the original Bottles, Mudhead's crazy hopped-up girlfriend, drops right through that celebrity trap door?
Oh, no, that woman's trying to kill me.
Let's talk about your car. It's screaming, wash me, please. Now, if you're a Mr. Common Sense, you won't believe me when I tell you that I've got an envelope that'll clean your car while you're driving at home to work. Well, George, believe me, this time, because this one isn't like the Austrian self-sharpening razors. No, friends, no overheating like with the tropical fishes. No zizzing and dripping like with the dike.
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Air's Hot Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Oh,
A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish flies.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning...
More coffee, Warden.
Oh, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers Coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
Not in any way want to put myself into a confrontatory position, either with the United Snakes or with them. And you can believe me, because I never lie, and I'm always right. So wake up and take a look at your only logical choice. Me, George Tirebiter.
Paid for by the Tirebiter for Political Solutions Committee, Sector R.
This is UTV, for you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness with... Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, Tirebiter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's sodium shop, just drilling a red with red hair. Doobie-doo-ah, Porgy, Tirebiter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my! Porgy! Porgy, Tirebiter!
He's coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, road cakes again. Heavy on the 30-weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Oh, look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
What? Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Oh, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Oh, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Poop put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Poop?
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy for rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling for more students for more science high. Thank you.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! More Science High! It's disappeared!
Whoops. Okay, in the old days, kids, this is where the album would have to be flipped over so that side two could get played. And then you'd get to hear the ramblings of some stone freak DJ who'd been out in the record vault toking up while this side was playing. Exactly what you're getting tonight. Now, the other side of Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers by the Fire Sign Theater. Oh, man, this is good stuff.
Technical difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Owl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry.
Shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry.
Well, then, Juju Bees, Porgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottles.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Godman and Smarties High School. That's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it.
Oh, yes. Right. I have a very good idea.
Hey, Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah, Porgy.
What?
Yeah,
right. What do you think? What do you think we ought to... What
Speak
do you think
English,
we should
Yeah, what do you think, Porgy?
Well, gee, I don't think we should jump to any conclusions
Hey, Porgy! Principal Poop's on the radio. Turn the car radio. Poop's on.
Okay, well, gather around, kids. Stay on camera. We'll all listen together.
Easy.
All of
boss want to know, just as much as I want to know, who's responsible?
Communist Martyrs High School,
and
that's
who. Until we do, I must make my dirty duty clear, and announce the suspendering of the upcoming graduating exercises.
Oh, no.
Which aren't taking place.
I'm never going to get out of here.
Don't worry. Your food, housing, insecurity will be guaranteed by your Department of Redundancy Department and the Natural Guard.
Hey, they're going to surround us.
And remember, trust reppers will be persecuted. So please stay where you are. Don't move. And don't panic. Don't take off your shoes. Jobs is on the way.
Golly.
Thank you. Now, here's a
hold it.
That I think
hey, hold it down,
really
kids.
Did.
Hold it down. Don't get excited.
Who's excited?
Listen, the only way we're going to get the school back is us. I've got a really swell idea.
I'm sorry. We have lost the picture portion of our pitch mission. However, we will continue with the sack.
As two postmen times three animal control officers divided by two gas meter readers makes how many bendable integrated community workers? Decode your answer now. Did you remember to carry the bomb? Good. The answer...
Yay! Okay, kids. And we have another letter here from a happy birthday gum dropper in Sector R. It's a little Sally Chink. Ching. And she's 12 years old today. Well, that's wonderful, Sally. You're going to start menstruating soon, huh? Don't you think you ought to be...
That's why he's so mean. Oh, well. Yes. Well, what else happened in history today, Hugh?
In history, Patty, well, today, of course, is the 38th of Cunegonda. And on this day in 1938 B.C., Mr. George Antrobus invented the wheel.
And just in time.
And in 1889, the Peace of Humus broke out, ending the Hundred Years' War against the cows.
Yep.
And last year, Patty, you and the viewers will be interested in noting that the world ended.
As we know it, Hugh.
You're darn tootin', Patty.
I sure am.
Say, who was born today?
Nobody, Hugh.
I mean in history, Patty, before they changed the water.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
How long have Pico and Alvarado been out on patrol?
Since 1400.
Jeez, that's 2,000 years.
I hope they can find their way back. I'm getting hungry.
Hit the dirt! Look out! Was that one of ours?
Yeah. Beans. Last of the beans. I'm so tired of Chinese food.
Hey, Sergeant Medetsky, come over here. We got a problem.
Yeah? What is it, Lieutenant Tirebiter?
Silverberg here won't go over Pork Chop Hill.
Killing pigs ain't kosher, Sarge.
Canned a wise lip, Silverberg. None of us ain't going nowhere until that patrol gets back.
Talk.
Personally, I'm worried about Pico and Alvarado.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Don't let it get to you, Lieutenant.
I'm all right, Medetsky. Listen, those good boys found their way out of East L.A. They can find their way back into this Goop Valley, right?
Sarge, something's moving out in the woods.
Where?
At Sector N.
Okay, give them the password, Sarge.
Yeah, I better disguise my voice. Hey-ya-jo! Who won a second of World War, you so smart?
Not responsible! Park and lock it!
Hey, it's okay, sir. That's Pico and Alvarado.
All right.
Come on in, boys. Hey, don't run into trenches.
Hi, you guys.
Ah! Oh! Watch out for that entrenching tool.
All right, stand easy, men.
Help me up.
How was it out there?
Weird. We've been shooting reds and yellows all day.
Oh, boy, am I sleepy.
What about the gooks?
Bad news, Lieutenant. There are gooks all around here.
They live here, Lieutenant. They got women and pigs and gardens and everything.
I was talking to this one little gook.
That's well, Corporal Kid, but we got orders to surround these little gooks.
That'll be easy, Lieutenant. There's millions of them on all three sides of us.
That means we got those little gooks right where we want them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and tonight's the planting moon. Several one of them is going to be out waiting in the paddies.
Me too.
Hey, this sounds like a perfect setup.
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
All right. Men, we're going to deploy at 0800.
Check.
Recon all LOM sectors.
Check.
Bring up the 455s.
Pull.
Locate our fire perimeters.
Bonk.
Make a clean sweep. Flush out the enemy and...
What's that, sir?
Sir, Lieutenant, excuse me, sir. What are we going to do, man?
Yeah, after we flush them out.
We're going to lock and load, Private. And we're going to go out there and...
Hey, man, what are we going to do, man?
What are we doing? We lock and load, then.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Hey, Lieutenant, what are we going to do?
Take it easy.
Etrix with Nurse Warren. Don't you remember what I told you at the lake last summer?
Gee, Dad.
Will the real Dr. Fetterman please report to neurosurgery immediately?
Dad, I told you I was sorry then, and I'm sorry now.
Does Peggy know that?
Who's Peggy?
We'll return to The Painful Threshold after this message.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our napalm olive camera is focused on her.
No, it's true. You see, my husband is a policeman, and you wouldn't believe how dirty he gets my clothes. I mean it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, but we believe Mrs. BQ, and listen to her reaction.
I worry about it all night sometimes, you know? I hate to admit it. Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon. New napalm olive with enzyme...
Is it into the World Bank? And you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Lompox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now-a-go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Angadrine.
Swell demonstration, eh, Sarge?
It's routine.
Maybe, but if the chief ever caught me taking these pills, he'd snap my head off.
Here, try one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the chief himself's been on these for a week, and he's a changed...
And welcome, dear friends, to the wonderful world of snails and adventure as we board the Golden Hind.
Hello, friends. I'm Bob Hind, and today...
That was a stupid idea, Porgy. Here we are at Commie Martyrs, but how are we going to find more Science High?
Well, let's get out of Exposition Park, Mudhead, and we'll be all right.
Okay.
Come this way.
Hey, Porge.
What?
I ain't afraid, but it sure is spooky in here.
But that's because we're on the other side.
Hey, what's that? Huh?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a picture, Mudhead. Let go of my pants.
Porge?
What?
I'm not holding on to your pants.
You're not?
No.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys.
Oh.
Bottles.
How did you get in here?
Oh, I have my ways.
Yeah, I bet you gave the guard a sleeve job.
Oh, yeah? That's what you guys are always thinking about.
Oh, quiet.
You just come over here and I'll show you something.
Don't you trust her, Porgy? Then she'll want to see yours.
No, Mudhead. She's right. Look.
You see what I found?
My golly, it's him.
They've got the big portrait of Principal Poop that used to hang in the boys' Supreme Court at Morris Science.
Those eyes. Weird.
Hey, shh. Oh. It's one of them. He's coming up.
I'll
carry the ball.
Be quiet.
Hiya, kiddo.
Shoes for industry, compadre.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you guys holding?
Oh, gosh, no. The means of production are held by all the people.
That's right.
No, man. You know, got any uppers?
Uppers? No, there are no classes in our society.
Or in our high school.
You're quiet, stupid.
Hey, come on, baby. You can tell me. You got any pot?
Oh, not yet, but soon. heavy industry will make it possible for all the people to have everything it desires in a free marketplace.
That's right. Oh, Daddy, oh, you guys are so crazy.
Gosh, you really convinced him we were okay, comrade. I mean, Porgy.
That sure was a close one. We'd better get out of here.
No, wait a minute, Bottles. They must be hiding more science around here someplace. They got the pooper's picture.
They got everybody's picture.
Well, they're not gonna get mine. I'm leaving.
Hey, wait a minute. Not through there. That's got a flashing red light.
Hey, come on, guys.
Gee, now we'll have to go in after her. Oh, well, come on, Mudhead.
Okay, all right.
Mudhead, we found it.
Our old almond water. It's been taken apart and stacked up and labeled.
This has never happened to any other high school ever before.
Hey, Porgy.
What?
Look at this big thing over here.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got a label, though. I'll read it. 11478 Mural Auditorium, right rear. Heroic struggle of the little guys to finish the mural.
That's ours, all right. I guess we got them red-handed.
Yeah, here's a
red-handed. Listen, I'm just going to take... I'll take this along for evidence, and
hold
we'll go...
Hold it right there, boys!
Mr. Tirebiter!
Dad!
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner Tirebiter now, and nobody's sweetheart.
You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people. And the people, us, wants me to tell them, it, just what you're doing... with your hands in number 35729, comma, shorts, comma, one pair blue gym, comma, W/protector worn by Barbara Bobo.
Oh, no! I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
George Leroy, Tirebiter, please take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There's no...
This is a line of Indians leaving Rancho Malario to make room for you. Here's the beautiful Trail of Tears golf course.
This is Carolyn Presky. You've sold out. Now let's see just what you bought on this, your third day on Hawaiian Sellout. Bob, what's Miss Presky's heap so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. B's new home, some leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season, an unattached Grid 5 stand-up reheater with a smoke window, and now...
300 full pounds of Chef Antoine's Southern Fried Glimpse, toasted to golden perfection, cured, reheated, and returned to water before you're ready, Miss B. And the inside, well, look at that. It's just as lovely. Two shelves for none are needed. And look at that. Close the door and the light stays on. Well, how do you feel, Miss Presky?
Sick.
Oh, well, you can afford it now, love. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
Was that the line you took, Lieutenant?
I can't.
Oh, go ahead. You have to answer this one.
I can't remember. I
calm down, my boy. I'm tired of this. Major, you not...
kindly instruct your client to stop acting, and you could take a couple of lessons in military toughness yourself.
Yes, and everything went black.
General,
I
must insist this man is in no condition to replay that.
Well, I can see that, Major. Will the recording sergeant read the scene back to him?
Yes, sir. Alvarado. Sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I zip, beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this court's martials.
The accursed will be advised of the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy to use language like that.
No, it's not our fault anymore, Mr. Prosecutor. Call the next witness.
What do you think I ought to call him, Judge?
I don't know. We don't have a name for him. He never went to school.
Well, then, the people calls to the stand, you.
Don't point at me, Daddy.
No. You, the second man from the rear over there. You, the man with no shoes.
Who?
You.
Mudhead? Oh, golly.
You promised to covet property, propriety, plurality, surety, security, and not hurt the state? Say what?
What?
Take your stand.
Now then, Mr. Head.
Hi, Mr. Tirebiter. You know me.
Do you know the defendant?
Do I know Porgy?
And you spend all your free time with him?
Sure, except when he's in school.
So you don't go to school?
Heck no. I'm 30 years old.
But you were in school, weren't you?
Never.
And with your friend Porgy?
No.
Last night.
Oh, you mean commie martyrs.
Communist martyrs. High school, exactly.
Well, yeah, of course. Porgy had to find out where they were hiding more science, or he couldn't get out.
Or he couldn't get out. He admits it, he was trying to get out.
Isn't everybody?
Yes, to get out in times of declared emergency.
What emergency?
Well, there you are, Judge Poop. Youth here doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
But that's what Porgy was looking for.
If you don't answer the question, young man, we're going to have to gag you.
What question?
Gag him.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, that was no lady. That was Bottles.
Bottles?
I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off the stuff. My whole career went up in smoke. There was no way I could follow the scenario written by the people who pay for your wheelchairs, General.
Are you impugning, sir, that this uniform might be for sale? This uniform that bears the three stars that indicate my ratings? Bedecked with ribbons that represents every theater of war? Who wore it last in our proud company? This full dress uniform, W-2565, seen in our finest hours, in ruthless combat, in dogfights over Broadway, and worn out, finally, here on this spot, in parallel hell. What is it worth? How much do I hear? I don't hear that.
$5.
I heard that. What do you think you're trying to do, Lieutenant? Buy your way out of these proceedings?
I am out, Klein. I don't like you. I don't want a part in what you're selling. And I'm walking out of your set.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
You'll never work in this town again, Tirebiter.
What town?
George, come back. Now, don't worry, Mr. Klein. Don't get mad. I'll bring him back. He's a good boy.
A good boy gone bad.
You move when you're told not to move. You take off your shoes to evade the men who are trying to protect you. You sneak into a forbidden sector after curfew, and you are caught with your hands up something they don't belong. My, my, my! Your friends at Commie Martyrs must be mighty proud of you.
Dad? I don't have any friends at Commie Martyrs.
Hey, I've never even seen anyone from there.
You're right, Mudhead. And now there's no room for anybody because it's all filled up with more science.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, where did all the kids go?
Well, they're in Korea.
On which side?
That's all you're doing in here. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I mean in whose movie?
This is no movie. This is real.
Which reel?
The last reel of this vintage motion picture, High School Madness. Lot number M-25, black and white, 35 millimeter.
Oh, I see.
Now, who started at $5?
All right, let's I guess it was me.
25, nice 25, 25,
see you later.
It's all a fake, Mudhead. They lied to me.
Hey, what do you mean, they?
You know, them.
Name three.
Well, there's the pooper and
you.
And me.
Hey, whose movie is this?
Yeah, it's nobody's now, Mudhead, because I'm getting out.
How are you going to do it, Porge?
I don't know.
How'd you get in here?
Darn, I don't remember.
Well, where were you before?
Before?
Yeah.
Right. I sold out.
So here's your last deal, Miss Presky. Now, which would you rather do? Hit this Jew over the head with a bag of sugar or beat out that rhythm on a drum?
Come on, love. I'll
take the bag.
You mean you're going to trade this 4-foot cube of 18-carat Swiss bullion and the snake knives, Mrs. Presky, all for that little bag?
Oh, yes, I want the bag.
Well, all right, then. Open it up.
Oh, why, this is a bag of shit.
But it's really great shit, Mrs. Presky.
Don't spurt fire like the hosers. No, friends. This one won't take over the house like the high-speed vibrating clocks. So, friends, don't change.
More coffins, Warden?
I think I've seen enough.
Then open up your cells and let go.
Ed aims to please, and so does Louise. So don't hide arms, get sidearms at Ames Guns. 30102 East Rhode Island School of Design Terrace in Ukaipa.
Daddy, where can I get a good deal in a Christian atmosphere?
Here, friends, right here! God Almighty, I'm full of it! But I'm going to let it go. And you've got to let it go. Dear friends, just as sure as you can bet it, one of those two greatest guys up there is going to let go just as you is letting go.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Tirebiter. This is your service. Time to wake up.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. I've been up all night watching myself on the TV.
Oh.
I don't suppose there'd be any messages for me this morning.
Just a moment. Yes, sir, there are some. A Mr. Sennett called.
Mr. Sennett?
And a Mr. Keaton, Babe Hardy, Stan Jefferson, Stan, and Mr. Dunkerfield, and Mr. Roach. Am I going too fast?
Mr. Roach? Oh, no, I'm remembering them all. This is wonderful. Is there anyone else?
Well, there is Mr. Turpin, Mr. Fetchett. Oh, and a Mr. He wouldn't leave his name.
Oh.
And Mr. Lloyd.
Just a moment. I have to go get an ice cream cone. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Mr. Tarbiter?
So hungry. Oh, goodness, you came up into the hill. Hey, wait for me. Wait for me. Hey, mister. I didn't think you'll wait.
So, what do you think? Pure fire sign theater? Pure subgenius gold? I'm sorry it took 15 long years for me to get you acquainted with this. Oh, I promise there'll be more in the future. But for now, I think I'm gonna sock it in. Good night, seekers.